Radio.
You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Hey, CryptoCurrent crew, are you ready to bring your education of cryptocurrency and blockchain to the next level? Well, we're excited to announce a partnership with Mr. Blockchain Wayne, where he has gone and created some educational content for all of you to watch. So if you go to our website and go to Education tab, we have some amazing topics under crypto basics, crypto security, crypto trading, and hot topics going on in the world of crypto. So if you're interested in learning more, please go give this highly engaging content a look. And now for today's episode.
What's up, everyone? We got your boy, Richard Carthon, your host of CryptoCurrent. We also have COO Stephen Miller, and we also have Mark Anstead with Numio. We're going to do a quick interview, talk about what is going on here at the Miami Crypto Experience. So, Mark, glad to have you. Of course, you've been on our show twice now, so you are a CryptoCurrent OG. Thank you for coming to Miami. So far, how's your experience been?
I mean, it's great. I mean, can't complain with being in Miami. I mean, first of all, we're at an in-person event. All last year, it was all just virtual events, talking to people online, getting to finally meet people like Richard in person for the first time, meeting a bunch of colleagues that I haven't ever seen that I've been talking to digitally. So it's been a great experience. There's a lot more people than I actually expected to be here. And I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of bright minds in the space and learning about what people are working on.
Awesome. Well, what do you think has been the biggest highlight so far? Because again, we've already been through a number of different sessions. We had our NFT gala last night. What really stands out to you? Were there any big speakers that kind of blew your mind today?
So far this morning, like since I've gotten here, I honestly haven't even had the chance to go to any breakout sessions or talks in general. I got here and I've just been meeting people that I've been talking to online, like Richard, where I'm like, we need to talk, like we need to catch up. I have never actually met you in person before. And it's been fun the last like 3 or 4 hours, finally getting the chance to talk to these people and actually start networking. Because I'm a very outgoing person. As you guys probably know, I like to talk a little bit. So it's been nice to actually go and have this in-person feel to actually experience these things. So.
Right.
But I'm pretty excited about some of the talks that are coming up. I think there's one later this evening. Maybe it might be going on right around now. There's like a DeFi panel, so I'm really excited to hear some thoughts that people are sharing there. I am a DeFi degen, so or I like to sort of claim to be, but whether I am or not, that's another story. But I'm excited to hear like some of the things that they're talking about, and hopefully learn a thing or two from what they have to say.
For sure. And, you know, something that you brought up, again, being able to be back in person, get that energy and to relate with everyone. What's one of the big takeaways that you want to be able to leave with while you're here? Is it to find new like relationships with people, find new projects to be a part of? Also just get Numio out there a little bit. I know you just finished doing another fundraise and all that's been going really well. You know, what are some of the different initiatives that you have going on?
Hey, CryptoCurrent crew, if you want more ways to engage with us outside of the show, come and join us over on Clubhouse, the new app on iOS and coming soon to Android. On Clubhouse, we're bringing you brand new content every single week in a very fun and engaging way so that you can have conversations with us live. That's right, live. Talk to us, some great special guests, and you can join Richard and I every single week for a brand new conversation during our show, Let's Talk Crypto at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can find me at my handle, at Stephen Miller. That's Stephen with a V, Miller. And Richard, what's your handle?
R Carthon, C-A-R-T-H-O-N.
And starting next week, you can also find us by joining our group. That's right. Search us at CryptoCurrent on Clubhouse, and you'll find our group. Join up, because every single week, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, we'll have a brand new session for you.
Radio.
Really, it's just trying to scale our application, our company, trying to find different types of organizations to work with. Obviously, like, I am very passionate and excited about Ethereum Layer 2. So I've been able to talk to a few different organizations and people about how they can help scale their project. Because right now, obviously, with what we're building, that is one of the projects or one of the pain points that we are looking to solve, which is scalability on Ethereum. And talking to a lot of these people and actually educating them about the entire Layer 2 landscape has been very exciting, because a lot of people are like, we don't know what's going on. We're just starting like the R&D process for this. And I want to try and help those people to expedite that and have a better understanding and a full understanding of some of the pros and cons as to this, I guess, next stage of this their company's life cycle as they're going through all of these processes.
So if you don't mind me asking, do you guys have any new exciting announcements that you're willing to share with us from Numio, just, you know, to give our audience a little bit of an idea as to what could be coming next?
Yeah, so this is going to be quite the exciting year for Numio, and I would say specifically for the Layer 2 ecosystem that we are looking to help build and support. We are going to be enabling for Layer 2 trading directly within the app in probably around June. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Right now, the app really only supports on Layer 2 for token transfers, because that is what the Layer 2 rollup supports natively. But that will be changing this year. In June, we'll be able to support native Layer 2 trading. And later this summer, in August, we're going to be having full EVM compatibility coming to the rollup. So everything that you do on Ethereum, you're going to be able to do in a scaled environment. Wow. And within the actual application, we're going to be doing a complete redesign on the entire app. We've had the blessing of all this awesome feedback that we've gotten over the last few months since we launched, where we're able to essentially build out the best user experience possible for people on Layer 2. And that is what we're looking to provide. And you will be seeing that in this redesign. And after the show, I might show a sneak peek or two of what to look for with that. It's gonna be pretty sweet. So I'm looking forward to unveiling that. And one of the other big things that we have coming up is we will have the first direct fiat gateway onto Layer 2. So right now, like let's say you want to go and buy crypto with debit, credit card, bank transfer, et cetera, all those funds are settled on Ethereum's mainnet. So you're subject to expensive network fees when you're going to purchase those assets, and it can take a significant amount of time for those transactions to actually get to your wallet. And we have a partnership that we're going to be announcing where you're going to be able to have all those transactions settled natively in your Layer 2 wallet. So you go and you're buying crypto with USD, euros, there's like 190 countries that are going to be supported, and you can go and purchase with fiat, and all those funds that you purchase are going to be settled directly into your Layer 2 wallet.
That's so huge.
That's going to be a huge piece for onboarding. So we're completely abstracting the need to interact with Layer 1 at all.
Right. Man, that's exciting. A lot of great news to be dropping. It sounds like you have a lot of good stuff going on with Numio. We have a lot of good and more exciting things to be picking up here at the Miami Crypto Experience. I'm happy that we finally got to meet in person. And of course, everyone that's listening, continue to stay CryptoCurrent.
Hey, CryptoCurrent crew. We want to give a quick shout out to all of our faithful listeners out there. It's been an amazing journey, and we really appreciate your support throughout the years as we've been growing as a community. Each episode, we decided that we would start sharing some of the reviews that you were leaving for us. For today, we would like to share this review.
Today's review comes from PodPodPod1234. Explains the world of crypto in a digestible and understandable way, while still including depth that is useful for knowledgeable traders.
We sincerely appreciate this review and all reviews, and would like to ask that if you're enjoying our show, please take a quick moment to go and leave a review on our podcast so that hopefully we can be highlighting your review next. Simply go to our show notes or go to our website where we have a link where you can share your review today. Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information on today's episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. You can also find a link in the show notes. Want to stay up to date on the latest news in cryptocurrency? Sign up for our newsletter today. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. You can either go to our show notes or go to our website to sign up today. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. I don't know if you've noticed, but the quality of our podcast each week are improving. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter with DeRitter Productions, who has been putting all of this together. If you have any podcast, music, or audio needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's D-E-R-I-T-T-E-R Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of CryptoCurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrent.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of CryptoCurrent. Just one quick reminder. CryptoCurrent is a cryptocurrency and blockchain education platform that's bridging the gap between the curious newcomers who are just discovering the space and the thought leaders who are shaping its future. All opinions expressed by Richard Carthon, the CryptoCurrent team, and their guests on this show are exclusively their own opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Richard, the team, and their guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or to follow his financial advice. This show and any other CryptoCurrent production is exclusively for informational purposes.